So how did the rescue itself come about?
My sister Heather, she was tried getting in touch with the FCO. My dad and mum were doing it as well. What they kept saying is, "Well, we can't do anything for you now because we did advise the British to leave, you know, months in advance, and all the embassy staff in Yemen had left, so there was no functional embassy, council, anything in Yemen." In the end, it was the IOM that helped us. They were absolutely amazing. They arranged a flight for us. They got us into apartments in Khartoum. We didn't have any money. Banks, everything are shut. You cannot get money. We were basically in Khartoum with no money, so they arranged food for us as well. Then we were arranged a flight to Britain. We flew from Khartoum to Doha, from Doha to London, and a flight from London up to Edinburgh.